Thank you, Madam Chair. Her Excellency Ambassador Hades Rhodarus Fox, Director Mr. Paul Akiwumi, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. On behalf of the Least Developed Countries Group, it is my honor to deliver this statement, and we associate ourselves with the statements delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China, and Malaysia on behalf of Asia-Pacific Group. At the outset, the LDCs Group appreciates UNCTAD Secretariat, particularly the Division of Africa, LDCs, and special programs for preparing the LDCs Report 2024. We thank Mr. Akiwumi for presenting the report. We also thank Mr. Rolf Trigger for briefing the LDCs on the report on 29th January 2025. The report is timely as we transition from the first phase of multilaterally organized climate markets under the Kyoto Protocol and its clean development mechanism to the carbon markets framed by the Paris Agreement, especially the Article 6. The report provides an overview of the past phases and gives insightful guidance to the LDCs in order to position themselves in a new phase, the rules of which are still in making. Madam President, despite their marginal contribution, the LDCs continue to bear a disproportionate burden of the change, and they continue to play an active role in shaping global climate policy. They have set ambitious targets in their NDCs and are among the early movers in carbon markets. However, so far, carbon markets have only mobilized limited financial resources for LDCs. In 2023, the market value of LDC source carbon credits was about $403 million, equivalent to 1.3% of FDI flows in the LDCs, 1% of net bilateral ODA flows, and less than 1% of remittances in the year. Carbon markets are highly concentrated within the LDCs. Under the carbon crediting framework of the Kyoto Protocol, six host countries accounted for 80% of all carbon credits issued for LDC-hosted projects. Similarly, six host countries accounted for 75% of all carbon credits issued in the voluntary carbon market for LDC-hosted projects. LDCs have significant potential for land-based mitigation, primarily through forest protection and agricultural practices adjusted for feasibility. The annual cost-effective mitigation potential represents 70% of the global aviation industry's CO2 emissions in 2019. However, this potential can only be unlocked at a carbon credit price of $100 per ton of CO2 equivalent, which ensures viable rates of return on investment in land-based carbon projects. At current carbon prices, the bulk of the land-based mitigation potential in LDCs will not be realized. There is potential for carbon markets to finance renewable technologies in LDCs. Technical and institutional capacity is required to effectively engage in carbon markets and achieve sustainable development goals. Furthermore, establishing robust tracking, reporting, and verification protocols requires significant investment. Madam President, it is important for development partners to strengthen the LDC's capacity building efforts, enabling them to effectively engage in carbon markets and maximizing their potential to promote sustainable development. Carbon finance flows, including those under Article 6 of the Paris Agreement, are not a substitute to climate finance or ODA. It is important to differentiate between carbon finance, climate finance, development finance, and poverty reduction finance. Each one of these streams has different motivations and objectives and follows different international commitments. Therefore, the international community should avoid conflating them. Moreover, carbon markets can help to finance mitigation activities, but do not mobilize finance for climate change adaptations, which remains the priority for the LDCs. It is important to uphold the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities in carbon market frameworks, including Article 6 of the Paris Agreement to ensure that LDCs can effectively participate in and benefit from carbon markets with less risks and trade-offs. This means LDCs deserve more favorable, simpler, and easier to meet rules and procedures. Madam President, for carbon markets to make a positive contribution to sustainable development in LDCs, it is important to establish national policy frameworks that define inclusively the objectives, priorities, and safeguards for carbon market activities. Furthermore, carbon market activities need to be aligned with and supportive to broader development policies. We welcome the report's recommendation for policy action on carbon markets within the broader framework for structural transformations and sustainable development. There is a need for enhanced and reinforced technical and financial assistance in the favor of the LDCs. I thank you, Madam President.